So I am here with John Stanton, who is the winner of the 2022 Region X Communicating for Safety Award. So John, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with the FAA and NATCA, and a little bit about your job.
Yeah, I've been with the FAA almost 20 years now. Most of that time was spent in engineering services. I've been in NATCA pretty much right from the start. I had done a few details where I was out of the bargaining unit, but I'm always right back in happy to sign that paperwork as soon as I have the opportunity to get back on board after those details. Yeah, I love being part of NATCA, and it's always been part of my career. The last 2 years or so, I took a job in National Engineering Support in headquarters, and I sort of became the operational risk management focal for engineering services. So that's where the focus of my job has been the last 2 years, is, you know, working on operational risk management for engineering services, and then also coordinating with the other organizations in technical operations and air traffic in regards to operational risk management.
Excellent. So as you know, the air traffic control side of NATCA gives out the Archie League Awards every year based on their harrowing and sometimes not so harrowing near misses and saves in the air traffic industry to go with airline safety and things like that. Here at Region X, obviously, we don't do air traffic control. Like I said, we have our Communicating for Safety Award that we give to individuals as part of NATCA who really demonstrate a firm commitment to safety within the NAS. So can you tell us a little bit about why you were nominated?
Yeah, certainly the work that me and many of my colleagues and teammates do on the day-to-day basis just does not have that acute sort of excitement that our colleagues in air traffic experience with many of their saves. But I guess I feel pretty fortunate that I am on this path, like quite unexpectedly, where I'm able to have transitioned from a role working on projects, which had, you know, more of a hands-on safety component, both working, you know, operationally and, you know, employee safety wise. But now that I'm looking at policy and promoting operational risk management, working on training, feel like I'm able to contribute in a different way, take that experience that I've built up after all these years, you know, making mistakes, working on projects, learning a lot, trying to take that knowledge that I've learned and pay that forward to the good people that we have in engineering services, you know, to their benefit. And then also keeping an eye out for trends in the NAS related to projects where we're causing unscheduled outages and, you know, where that's stemming from, and if there's ways that we can reduce that in the future and incorporate that into different communications and training as we move forward, so we can continue to strive to do a better job.
That's excellent. So I, by the way, just I do not work engineering services. I'm in finance, AFN. So when you use terms like the operational risk management policy and things like that, you know, can you maybe break that down a little bit for the layperson who is not as familiar with those terms overall?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a few different types of risk that are inherent in the NAS. We have safety risk, safety of the flying public. We have risk to our employees, so occupational safety risk. And the area where I'm focused on is operational risk. And operational risk is really about unscheduled outages in the NAS. So basically, we're working on a project or conducting some sort of activity on the engineering or maintenance side. And as a result of that activity, we unexpectedly lose the radar or the radios or power, whatever it may be. So we're looking at ways that we can continue to improve to identify those risks that are inherent with the activities that we have to do in order to modernize the NAS, and then work together with our partners in technical operations and air traffic to identify the most suitable mitigations in order to reduce that risk to an acceptable level. And then also just have that communication so that we're all on the same page and understand, hey, you know, we're working out at the main radio site today. We don't expect anything to go wrong, but, you know, just keep in the back of your mind, you know, you may lose your main. So be prepared for that. So like making sure that those conversations are happening, we're all on the same page. We don't want any surprises or you know, really for the air traffic controllers. We want to make sure that equipment is available when they need it. And especially during some critical time, we don't want to cause an outage that is going to compromise their ability to do their job.
No, that explains it and breaks it down really well. I appreciate that explanation. How long have you or your job been focused on more safety? Is that something that in the last 20 years that you've been with the FAA that has been a prime directive for you and for your position? Or is this a relatively newer, I guess, endeavor?
So the safety component has always been there from the start, you know, right from the beginning, working on projects, having my hands directly in the NAS, crawling around on the floor underneath air traffic controllers that are working. That safety component has always been there on that sort of local level, project level. Over the last 2 years, now that I've moved into headquarters position, it's more of a policy training and more of like a strategic sort of outlook on safety and you know, most specifically operational risk. So it's kind of evolved from that really specific on site at this site with these people doing this project to, all right, we have thousands of projects going on. Now, what kind of outages are we seeing? What kind of problems are we running into? Where are our pain points? Where can we do better on a national level?
Right. So almost from the hands-on to the day-to-day that has slowly evolved over time to how can I take what I've learned in the field and apply this across the board for the NAS as a whole?
Yes. Yes,
Okay.
exactly.
Excellent. So I just wanted to get maybe some of your reactions to being nominated for the award and to winning the award. Congratulations on that. So, you know, was this something that was completely out of the blue, unexpected for you?
Yeah, thank you. It was totally out of the blue, totally unexpected. You know, I got to attend the Archie Awards in 2019. I think that was the last time that they were all in person. And I left there totally inspired and impressed by the work that my colleagues were doing. Made me really excited to be part of the FAA. I've always been really jazzed about our mission because it's like, you know, very specific. And I feel like I can make my tiny little contribution to that every day. You know, I guess leaving there, I never in my mind would I ever think that I'd be sharing the stage with any of those folks based upon, you know, what the very impressive achievements or feats that they have been a part of. So, yeah, when I heard from Brad, it was totally shock, and maybe I'm still like processing that a little bit. I don't know.
Right. No, it is a lot to take in. And I, you know, again, congratulations, because that's just wonderful. So now are you going to take this I newfound glory of being the 2022 award recipient and what's in the future now for you for this? Are you just continue going on, or do you have some new projects that you want to focus on or branch out from where you are now?
Well, we're at a very, so I, like I mentioned, operational risk management is really my focus, and we're at a really pivotal time with operational risk management, where we have on the tech ops side two orders that were just recently signed. Air traffic signed a new order, I think at the end of last year, maybe in December, where we're finally all on the same page between engineering services, the folks in the SSC, and air traffic on how we're going to conduct operational risk management. It's a really exciting time. We've been working towards this for 2 or 3 years, and we're finally ready to start implementing that. So by October, we'll fully be implemented into the new policy, and we have new training rolling out called Project Storm, and that's going to bring everyone that's involved in projects, so including the implementer, which is usually engineering services, the SSC, and folks from air traffic, get everyone together to do a workshop and really figure out or go through the process of what it looks like to do thorough and effective operational risk management from the very start of a project to the very end. So that's going to touch a lot of people. I'm very excited to be involved in that, and I've been looking forward to doing that for a long time. With all the changes, there's a lot of growing pains with that, and it's been fun, you know, getting involved, hearing the questions, helping people out, and you know, work through that process of getting us all up to that new level of operational risk management. So that's where my focus is in the next year, really.
Right. Yeah, you can absolutely hear the passion that you have for your program come out just in our conversation. And it's great to see that we have people here at the FAA that do have that passion and that commitment to safety. And that's what this award is all about. Do you have, I guess, as a kind of final thought, any words of wisdom for anybody else who, you know, coming down the line wants to know, hey, what can we do to make the NAS a safer place, especially within Region X? Like I said, we're not on the day-to-day with the air traffic, but, you know, there is a huge impact that I think Region X members have to the NAS, whether it's engineering or airport safety patrol or anything like that. So do you have any final thoughts for anybody on that topic?
You know, I think what comes to mind, especially, you know, that what we hear about like the Archie's for our air traffic colleagues is so, like, you know, mind blowing, like exciting, like it's so, you know, it makes the headlines. We have, you know, great people working in Region X that, you know, come to work every day and are all contributing in their own way to the mission. And, you know, I'm thrilled every day that I get to come in and work this great job. And I'm really fortunate that I have a lot of people around me that share that same sort of thought process or passion around our mission of having the safest and most efficient national airspace system. So, you know, I guess my thought is just like, you know, I know I'm just like one grain of sand on the beach, and, you know, the beautiful FAA beach is nice to be a part of.
Great. Well, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to sit and talk with me. Congratulations again. And I wish you the most of luck in all of your safety endeavors and in the rest of the FAA. So thank you.